This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 3rd. God's word for you today is of Herod. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 2, verse 19 to 20. And it says, "But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life." We have established that stars can be quenched, and the devil works through the spirit of Pharaoh and the spirit of Herod, the two star-quenching spirits, to achieve this. God deals with these two star-quenching spirits differently. With the spirit of Pharaoh, God uses it to sponsor and care for the same star it is attempting to quench, as in the case of Pharaoh and Moses. On the other hand, God deals with the spirits of Herod in a very different way. Matthew 2 verse 19 to 20 says, "But when Herod was dead, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." There is no confusion in the Bible. I checked the original and the translations, and it was singular plural. Singular Herod, plural they. At first, I thought the Bible was referring to the Pharisees, but the Pharisees did not die. There was only one person recorded that died, Herod. Yet, God said, they are dead. So what is happening here? Herod the Great was a military general, so his story is documented historically in the public domain. After Julius Caesar died, Herod conquered the territory and harnessed Jerusalem. Interestingly, one of the titles given to Herod was the King of the Jews. So, when Jesus was born and the wise men asked, "Where is he that is born the King of Jews?" Herod was alarmed. God struck Herod with something like heat, like light, fire, that his body began to stink. It is a terrible thing to come against God. Herod died a slow, painful death. Herod had a son that was exactly like him, brutal, ambitious. Herod's son saw his father was dying, but felt it was taking too long for his father to die because he wanted to get into the ring and begin to do things. So he began to plan how to be his own king, but exercise authority while waiting for his father to die. Guess what Herod did? Herod killed his son and had him chopped up, but 5 days later, Herod died. And God said to Joseph, "They are dead, which sought the young child's life." Why? It is because if the father is your enemy and the father dies, when the son gets into power, he is still your enemy. Therefore, in coups and counter coups, in military warfare and territory taking, when a general is killed, all his sons are also killed, so that nobody comes for revenge. It is a system of heaven. God took Herod out and took out his lineage so that Jesus can shine. With the spirits of Herod, God does a detailed clinical sweep to eliminate threats. All the spirits of Herod that have come against your life and destiny, God will eliminate them clinically in the name of Jesus, and not even one of them will survive. Your star will not be quenched. Your light will not be put out. And the Pharaohs and the Herods will be dealt with by Jehovah. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for guaranteeing my shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.